Dell.com/businessdeals for semi-annual savings.
Life is all about perfect pairings. Sweet and salty, naughty and nice, hot and cold. Well, add instant and jackpot to the list because that's what you'll get when you add Quick Cash to your next Tennessee Cash play. Quick Cash is a simple way to turn one game into two. With Quick Cash, you'll have a chance to win up to $500 instantly right there at the register. Plus, you'll still have a chance to win the Tennessee Cash drawing later. Get the best of both worlds and get twice the fun. It's Quick Cash with Tennessee Cash, only from the Tennessee Lottery. Game-changing fun. Please play responsibly.
It's summer, y'all, and you know the drill. It's time to stay chill and get your fill of all the cool games that you'd like to see. The August Instant Ones from Tennessee. You could scratch a blackjack for just a dollar, win 20 grand on a payday multiplier. Big Orange Eights could take your cash even higher, but not like a $1 million mega multiplier. That's no joke. These are the ones. The August Instant games that are tons of fun. Brand new from the Tennessee Lottery. Game-changing fun. Just play responsibly.
I can't ever recall having so much fun on a radio show.
Fun within prescribed limits.
And now it's time for America's favorite daytime fun show.
Broadcasting live from the Goggin Cold Hall Studios. This is the second hour of the George Plaster Show.
He is the holder of a PhD, an MA, a BA, and is a BMF besides.
Get in on the George Plaster Show. 615-844-5600. 615-844-5600. Or online at WNSR.com. And now, here's the man, the myth, the legend, George Plaster.
This is the 3 o'clock hour, and we welcome all of you back. It is also the final hour of the Chris Ladd regime. And let me just say up front that although you hear Chris and I battle like cats and dogs, we have had a lot of fun together over the last month and a half as we've tried to put this project together. And I want all of you to know how much I respect this guy and how much I appreciate the work that he has done.
Well, I appreciate it, George. It's been a lot of fun over the last, since April, we've been working on this project. So
here we go.
Here we go.
And now all of a sudden, in your final hour, we have a real dilemma.
We do.
The dilemma is that that Blair Durham is not able to be with us today because of something that is important, and he just simply couldn't get out of it. And Blair, if you're listening, I want you to know that we're thinking about you. And look forward to having you back next Friday.
Well, I think it was because I had talked to him yesterday, and I probably put a little pressure on him. I mean, you guys work together, and I had asked him for some legal advice, so he probably...
Really?
That's probably the reason why he didn't show up today, but that's
that,
okay.
That surprised him a little, did it?
It really did.
Yeah, it shouldn't have.
Yeah.
So, we're going to bring out of mothballs today an old feature. I have let Terry... go. I have let Watson Brown go, and we simply are going to have an hour of one of the great, great promotions in sports talk. We call it Gifts to the People. Thank you so much. Chris, back in at a former radio station, I got a call one day. Well, I don't remember.
Okay.
But we got a call one day from a listener who said, this Gifts to the People segment is really good and it's really important. And I was like, why do you say that? And he said, well, every week, he said, I make this appointment listening. I absolutely have to listen to this. And the reason being, he said, because what he would do is that he would basically listen to whatever my picks were in Gifts to the People. And then at that point, once he had those written down, he would call his bookie and go the other way. That's what he said.
So is this like the opposite of the book it?
Well,
Which we know those have been successful over the years.
Here's what I have done. On the college level, I am going to lay out nine plays, nine times plays for tomorrow that I believe. Okay, two of them actually are tonight. And then I'm going to give out five plays on the pro level that I believe in. Now, here's where I need your all's help. I want some phone call activity during this hour. I have not asked for a lot during the first 2 weeks of this show, but I am really going to want your phone calls here in just a few moments at 844-5600, whether it's to agree, disagree, ask my opinion about whatever college game, because we'll do colleges first in this segment, and then I'll ask for your phone calls. Okay, Chris, you feel free to step in at any point with whatever it may be that you have on your mind.
Are any of these games that you're picking today, do we think some of these games have already been played? You know how the
No, there are no, on this game, like it's already been played. No, there are no Kelly Holcomb deals in this at all. Tonight, I am saying to go with Boston College minus the 20 at home against Kansas. That's the first pick I'm going to throw out there. The reason? Kansas is god-awful. Listen, they couldn't even beat Coastal Carolina at home last weekend. Les Miles has got his hands full because this Kansas thing is one of the lowest Power 5 schools that's out there. That and the fact that BC's pretty good. BC's likely to just line up, give it to a tailback, get out of the way, and I think they'll cover the 20. Okay, that seems like a fairly, you know, logical, you know, based in some level of whatever. This one you may say is not. I am saying take Houston tonight plus the 9.5 against Washington State. Now, if you haven't paid much attention to this game, they try to make it sound like it's a neutral site. Well, it is neutral site, except it's in Houston. It's at the Dome, whatever the name of the thing is, that the Texans play in. First of all, Houston's pretty decent. Very good on offense. Not very good on defense. But if you watched their game Labor Day Sunday night against Oklahoma, as that game went along, Oklahoma had more and more trouble handling Houston. This will be a shootout. These teams are going to score a lot of points. But I think this is a very important measuring stick for Houston. They don't get the opportunity to get a Power 5 into their, quote, stadium very often. And I think Houston will play with more emotion tonight than Washington State does, which is why I'm saying take Houston plus the 9.5.
Our guy Mike Leach is not going to let us down. They're going to win that game outright, and they're going to cover it. Washington State.
So you're in disagreement.
I am.
Okay, well, that's fine. But, you know, you're not going on the record the way I am. Next week, you'll be nowhere to be found. True.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah. Okay, I've got seven games for tomorrow, beginning with a couple of early ones. I'm saying take Illinois minus 7 against an Eastern Michigan team that will be playing on the road for the third weekend in a row. If you look back on the college level at teams that have to play three road games in a row, by the time they get to the third one, a lot of them collapse. Not that Illinois is the 85 Bears or the 86 Bears. They're not. But they're good enough to cover that. Illinois minus 7 at home against Eastern Michigan. I am also authorizing that you take Maryland minus 7 on the road at Temple. Maryland, I think, is legit. I think they really are this good. Now, once they get into the ACC, how good? Well, probably not to Clemson good, But the rest of the league, probably so. And I think they're good enough to cover tomorrow against Temple. And that won't be much of a home game. If you've ever seen Temple at home, they play in the Eagles Stadium, and it can get a little lonely.
It's lonely out tonight.
Yeah. Yes, that's right. So how do you feel about them so far?
Listen, you've done some research.
Yeah. I put some stuff out there.
This is pretty good information.
Okay. Now, let's go to some later games. I am authorizing that you take Southern Cal minus the 3.5 at BYU. First of all, BYU's not all that good. And Kalani Sitake, their head coach, he has not exactly lit the world on fire during his tenure at BYU. This is not the old LaVille Edwards BYU. Here's the other thing. Southern Cal may be better than everybody has thought. They lose their starting quarterback in the opener against Fresno State. The backup comes in, guides them to victory in game one, and then led them to a win against Stanford last week in pretty convincing fashion. I think Southern Cal goes in there. I think they win by at least a touchdown. Take them minus the 3.5. Here's the next one. I will authorize that you take the Iowa Hawkeyes minus one in a big rivalry game in Ames, Iowa, against their arch rival, Iowa State. The fact of the matter is, Iowa has dominated this deal. They have been big brother to little brother over the years. So this will not be easy. But I think Iowa is just simply better than Iowa State. Now, I'm told this is an amazingly tough ticket in that state, because it's the game of the year in the state of Iowa.
And there's not a lot to do in Iowa. Let's face it.
Probably not. ESPN's game day will be there. Fox actually has the game at 3 o'clock. So I'm saying take Iowa minus the one. Got three more. You'll think I'm crazy on this one. I am saying take Syracuse plus at least 28 at home against Clemson. Clemson may play really well and stomp Syracuse and still not cover that line. That's a lot of points. Carrier Dome is a tough place. It's a loud place. Now, I could be dead meat early, but there's also the chance that Clemson gets up 35-3 and gives up a late, cheap touchdown in what's called a backdoor cover. Anyway, I don't feel real strong, but I felt strong enough to put it out there. Take Syracuse plus the 28 at home against Clemson. Here are two that are really dicey to end it. Purdue at home plus the 2 against TCU. Purdue is not a great football team, but as they showed a week ago against Vandy, they can throw the ball, and they'll get fired up for a night game at Ross-Ade Stadium. TCU, they play very good defense under Gary Patterson, but people don't think they are what they have been. So I'm going to go out on a limb, and I'm going to take Purdue plus the 2, and then the late night game. The 9:30.
Is this your game of the year special?
No, this is just sort of the most of America will be asleep. Texas Tech at Arizona. Okay, this one is dicey, but I'm going to take Arizona plus the 2, and I can't really give you a good reason why other than neither one of them play a lick of defense. Both of them are used to the heat. I just kind of think at home that Arizona will come out on top. So, to review, do you like how I've done so far?
Listen, I wasn't supposed to write any of this stuff down, was I?
No, I've got it all right here.
Okay, just make sure.
Boston College minus 20 tonight against pitiful Kansas. Houston plus 9.5. They're calling it a neutral site game. I hardly think if it's in Houston that it's neutral site. Take Houston plus the 9.5. Tomorrow morning, take Illinois minus 7 against Eastern Michigan. Maryland minus 7 at Temple. USC minus 3.5 at BYU. Iowa minus 1, big rivalry game at Iowa State. Syracuse tomorrow night plus 28, could be more by the time they kick off against Clemson, and then two really shaky ones. Purdue plus 2 at home against TCU, Arizona plus 2 at home against Texas Tech. Now, here's what I want. I would like in the next segment to be able to talk to you all, for you to give me some opinions on what I've thrown out there, talk about a game of interest for you on the college level. We'll try to do the pros around 3:40. I've got five pro games. I would like to see some people hit the phones now. 844-5600 is the number. 615 is the area code. If you'll get in now, we'll get to you pretty quickly. Stay tuned. We have more of the George Plaster Show coming up from the Goggin Cold Hall Studios. You're listening to WNSR, Nashville Sports Radio.
Life is all about perfect pairings. Sweet and salty, naughty and nice, hot and cold. Well, add instant and jackpot to the list, because that's what you'll get when you add Quick Cash to your next Tennessee Cash play. Quick Cash is a simple way to turn one game into two. With Quick Cash, you'll have a chance to win up to $500 instantly right there at the register. Plus, you'll still have a chance to win the Tennessee Cash drawing later. Get the best of both worlds and get twice the fun. It's Quick Cash with Tennessee Cash, only from the Tennessee Lottery. Game-changing fun. Please play responsibly.
It's summer, y'all, and you know the drill. It's time to stay chill and get your fill of all the cool games that you'd like to see. The August Instant Ones from Tennessee. You could scratch a blackjack for just a dollar, win 20 grand on a payday multiplier. Big Orange Eights could take your cash even higher, but not like a $1 million mega multiplier. That's no joke. These are the ones, the August Instant games that are tons of fun. Brand new from the Tennessee Lottery. Game-changing fun. Just play responsibly.
What happens to your decision-making when you drink? Well, after one drink, you feel confident. A few more, and calling your ex at 1 a.m. seems like a great idea. And you're pretty sure the secret to a great taco is four-day-old macaroni. The bottom line, drunk you doesn't make great decisions. So you're risking a DUI or worse if you count on him to get you home. Plan before you party. Get home safe. Paid for by the Tennessee Highway Safety Office.
Lynch Tree Service has been helping Middle Tennesseans for more than 25 years. Whether you need tree pruning and maintenance, stump grinding, or even land clearing, Lynch Tree Service is here to help. Their number one priority is to provide customers with the best tree services possible at an extremely competitive price. For more info, give them a call at 615-649-4584 or go online, lynchtreeserve@aol.com.
Every team needs a go-to producer when the game is on the line. It's no different when you're looking for a real estate professional when buying or selling a home.
Knowledge, trust, results.
Richard Courtney, with more than 30 years of experience, is that local real estate all-star. Learn more about his proven marketing plan at richardcourtney.com or call 615-300-8189. Richard Courtney is part of Frederick and Clark Realty. 615-327-4800.
Get all your NASCAR news every weekday right here on The Final Lap. Hey, it's Kerry Murphy, and Kevin Harvick grabs his second career win at the Brickyard, his third win of the season. And up next, we are kicking off the NASCAR playoffs from Las Vegas Motor Speedway. Burnouts and everything. So grab all the latest NASCAR news, race recaps, driver interviews, stats, and info every single weekday right here.
Hi, this is Kevin Harvick, and you're listening to The Final Lap with Kerry Murphy.
And like us at facebook.com/thefinallap. We'd appreciate it every single weekday right here.
.322 here on the George Plaster Show. It's a real tribute to Gifts to the People that at the moment we have loaded lines. So again, let me say, these are Gifts to the People.
Hey,
yeah. Okay, ready to go to the phones. Let's start with Cully up in Illinois, listening on the app. Welcome in to the George Plaster Show.
Hey, nice to be on the show. I just wanted to call in and get your thoughts on Ohio State. That game sitting right around minus 17, and I was just seeing if you think that line's a little low. I know it's away from Columbus, so that might have a little bit of effect on it. But I was just seeing if you think Ohio State still comes out and does something to what they did to Cincinnati.
Okay, let me ask this, Chris. Can he hear this off air, or do I need to let him stay?
He should be, if he's listening to the app, he'd be able to listen off the air.
Okay. Thank you. Okay, first of all, I think Ohio State surprised some people last week with what they were able to do to Cincinnati, because this was supposedly the best edition of Cincinnati that there is, and Ohio State trashed them. Physically, however you want to put it, they unloaded on them. But traditionally, they have had some trouble with Indiana, and I don't really know why. Indiana throws the ball a lot more than a lot of the teams in that league. Personally, I would stay off of that. It's 17.5 and 59.5. I'd stay away from it, because on the road, crazy stuff happens that you don't oftentimes see at home, which is why trying to handicap these things gets a little hard. By the way, we got a line open at 844-5600. I want to keep some loaded lines. I want to talk some college football odds with those of you who are out there listening. So jump in, because we do have a line open. Jeff in Murfreesboro, you're up next.
How's it going, George? How you doing?
Good. Hope you're good.
Good. Just want to say, just ready for another weekend of football. But, George, I did want to say, I think the Florida-Kentucky line's about 9.5, 10. But I wanted to ask you about Duke and Middle Tennessee tomorrow night. Cutcliffe coming back to Middle Tennessee. He's got a birthday coming up Monday. He turns 65, from what the columnist said down here this morning in our paper. Wrote a column about Cutcliffe and what might have been. He said he was interested in the Middle job when he before he got the Ole Miss job. He was interested in coming here and coaching, and said he really liked our university and different things like that. So don't be interested to see his team come in. He's been at Duke now 12 years now. This is his 12th year at Duke. And I think the last line I saw was about 6.5 points. Duke was favored. I'm hoping the Raider fans will come out like they did last week at the Tennessee State game and everything. So just wanted to ask you about that game, what you thought about. And, George, you said Coastal Carolina beat Kansas, but Georgia State beat Tennessee too. So what does that make Tennessee?
Oh, I know. It's a crazy world.
You said Kansas is the worst Power 5 job. What does that make Tennessee, George? Huh? What does it make Tennessee? Is Tennessee still a top-10 job, or was Urban Meyer drinking that day? Because I think he was, because Tennessee is not no top-10 football job in America right now, and you know it. So I'll just hang up and listen. Have a good weekend. See you.
Wow.
He got excited there, didn't he?
He got very fired up. By the way, I need two calls on the line right now. I'm about to go to Wayne and Pegram in just a minute, but 844-5600 is the number. I want to be able to talk to a bunch of you during this segment. So if you'll get in now, we'll get to you. Pick the game on the college level you want to talk about, and we'll do it. Here's the first of all, Duke and Middle. Duke 6.5 and 51. That's the over-under. I believe that the job that David Cutcliffe has done at Duke is remarkable and very underrated. In fact, if I was going to give you underrated coaching jobs, I would put him right up there with Pat Fitzgerald at Northwestern for what he has gotten done. I think it's incredible. Now, what am I basing that on? Well, for me, I actually did a game at Duke back in 2005 or 2006. I don't remember which one. When I was doing a Georgia Tech television package, and Duke was horrible. Their attendance was virtually nil, and to see what Cutcliffe has been able to do there is remarkable. They're not great on defense. Middle ought to be able to score some points. And the question is, can you, Chris, are you looking over here? Yeah. The question is, can Middle's defense get enough done to keep it within 6.5? And I think it's going to be a real struggle to do that. If I was going to give you a score on that game, I would go with something like Duke 34, Middle 23. Middle will have some moments. They'll score some points. I don't think they win, but, man, it'd be a great victory if Rick Stockstill's team could pull that off, because Duke has, man, they have elevated themselves. You look at how many bowl games they have been to under Cutcliffe. It's amazing. It's one of the great jobs that's been done.
George?
Yes.
We had a great caller just calling. They couldn't stay on the line, but they had a great question. Okay. And this is something I see debated all the time. And I seen somebody made a meme last week about this. And so this caller, Jay, on a cell phone.
Okay.
Car phone.
And car phone.
He wanted you to rank the college teams in the state of Tennessee. From top to bottom.
Look, I don't think there's any question right now. Memphis is by far the number one team.
Well, do you think Innsworth ranks higher than UT or Vandy?
No, I do not.
Okay.
I think that gets into an apples and oranges kind of deal. But you know what? Norvell's done a great job there. By the way, they play at South Alabama tomorrow. And let me see if I can find this. South Alabama, which is not one of the better jobs in the country right now. Memphis, 19 and 56.5. Let's go to Wayne in Pegram, Tennessee. Wayne, welcome into WNSR.
Hey, George, a couple of things. Your comments about Cutcliffe. If I had to rank best coaching jobs in the last decade, he would have to easily be in the top three for what he has to work with and what he's accomplished. He'd have to be at the top of that list. If you did that.
I mean, there's no way around it, because I know how low Duke was, and I know the level of apathy that there was there before he took the job. And I also know this, Wayne, you'll like this. A couple of days after he got the job, I had him on the air, and I've become a huge fan of his, partly because he and I and Doug Matthews worked together on Doug's Saturday morning show years ago and got to really know him then. I'm a huge Cutcliffe fan. I would say Pat Fitzgerald would be in that category. And I'm trying to think, who else would you put in there in the last decade of, you know, underrated, great jobs that they've done at a school?
Probably the guy at Iowa.
Are you thinking Iowa or Iowa State?
No, the Iowa Hawkeyes. What's the guy's name? Been there for a while.
Kirk Ferentz.
Yes, they every year are a 9, 10, 11 team win ball team, and they just fly under the radar, and he's done that for a long time.
Good point.
Anyways, I was calling about I wish you had asked Watson, not if UTC beats the Vols tomorrow, but what if it's a close game and the Big Orange wins one ugly at the end? They're able to squeak it out still. How much heat is he in still at that point?
Well, look, I think you've raised a really good point. The best thing, and you tell me if you disagree with this, but to me, the best thing that Jeremy Pruitt has going for him right now is the fact that Tennessee has fired so many coaches in football and basketball in recent years that they don't have the war chest they used to have where they could buy out anybody at any time. That's the best thing Pruitt's got going for him.
Yeah, I agree. I think they're going to have to ride him out for a while and really give him a chance, but I think that's a great point. They don't have the money to just run like they used to.
You know, I don't know if you heard this earlier this week, Wayne, but when it was on Monday that we really got into this after the BYU loss. Number one, something that I think is making him look really bad is his players, in particular on the defensive side, don't seem to know where to line up. That they seem to now, in the first game, it was way worse than it was in the BYU game, but you still saw it in the BYU game, and I'm like, you know, that's coaching. That's, if your players don't know to where to line up, who the hell's fault is that? So that's one thing. Number two, I think his demeanor right now on the sideline is not very good. All he does is scream and yell, and while some of that may be necessary, I don't think it's helping his quarterback at all. I think Garantano right now is scared to death and doesn't quite know what to do, and I don't think all the yelling that he's getting from Pruitt is helping that at all.
I don't disagree with that. It's effective to a point, and when you're a defensive coordinator at a big school, you can get away with it. But when you're the head coach, it only goes so far, and you've got to put on other hats and handle guys in different ways, and he hasn't found that magic yet.
And then the third one for me, based on watching the game last Saturday, was how many times are you going to run toss sweep? I mean, is that the only thing they know how to do? I was shocked at that.
Well, I was actually surprised myself, because you don't see that play run a lot anymore. Usually now it's the jet sweep.
Yeah.
They did run the old toss sweep quite a bit, and I thought, man, they're trying to look like the Vols of the late 80s all the way through the 90s by doing this, and they ran it several times. I thought that myself as well.
I never went back through the running play-by-play sheet, but I will bet you that either toss sweep left or toss sweep right was run 33% of the plays that they ran from the line of scrimmage. And I, you know, I'm sitting there thinking, hell, if I can figure that out, surely to God BYU's got somebody smart enough to notice that.
I really think they thought they could just impose their will on BYU being a soft
throwing team
out there, right? And they found out they weren't able to do it. They're just the two things they have struggled with since their heyday is they have not been able to run the ball, and they cannot rush the passer without blitzing two or three other guys off the defensive line. They've not been able to do either one of those, and it's killing them. It's killed them every year.
I never thought I'd ever see Tennessee's football program get to this. There's a part of me just stunned at how bad they are.
I don't disagree with you.
Hey.
Thanks for the call, George.
Thanks for listening. Okay. Right now, we are wide open. So you got about 5 minutes. If you'll jump in, pick a game on the college card, and let's talk about it at 844-5600. Again, 844-5600. And if you will call now, we'll get to you pretty quickly. I appreciate those of you who have gotten on with us, because this has been fun. This is not necessarily the way I thought it was going to work out today, because I thought Blair would be able to be here, but such was not the case. So we resorted to the pathetic gifts to the people, which still has a lot of clout in this community. I don't think Chris Ladd fully understood that.
Well, I'm supposed to give you like a round of applause or something?
Absolutely. Or Feel free
to. Hit the trumpet sound again?
Why not? Why not?
Took it out. Sorry.
Oh, okay. Let's go up to Clarksville. John, welcome into WNSR.
How you doing, guys?
Good. Hope you are.
I can't complain. I was listening to your last caller, and you guys were talking about what UT isn't and is or isn't doing. But the first game, the head coach was looked at as being – he wasn't
– right, I know where you're going. He looked no emotion, yeah. Then last
exactly.
week just screaming and yelling from beginning to end. And,
exactly.
And he can't win no matter what he does.
Yeah, and there's a happy medium there.
Absolutely.
And, But as far as what they were doing offensively the other day, if that's the only daggum thing you can do, that's all you can do. And right now, they don't have the offensive line to go hit it up in the middle. So, you know, they're trying to do what they can, I believe. And
do you think they're that bad that a third of their plays in a game against BYU have to be the same play, toss, sweep, left or right?
George, I'll be honest with you. If they don't have a trap in there, that's about what they're limited to.
Wow.
They're not good.
No, I know that.
On the offensive line. And, I mean, you can I've seen it. I've seen it on every level. And it's just, I mean, you got to do what you can do. And you can dress it up and do all you can. But if it's chicken manure, it's still chicken manure. And, but I do appreciate you listening to me.
Hey, thank you. So, again, 844-5600 is our number. And we just sort of opened it up during this segment to see what you all might want to talk about. I'm going to throw one thing out there really quick as soon as I can pull this up. After Tennessee takes on UT Chattanooga, then it really gets hairy for a four-game stretch that you wonder, how are they going to make it work? Make it a five-game stretch. Let me apologize on that. Next week at the Swamp in Florida, 11 o'clock in the morning, then they get an open date, which I think they desperately need, September 28th. Then Georgia at home, Mississippi State at home, at Alabama, and then South Carolina at home. Now, the question sort of becomes, how many of those games are they going to win? I don't know the answer. My fear is that it's not going to be real good. And then you're really going to have some questions about Jeremy Pruitt's future. Okay, so there's just a thought or two. 844-5600 is the number. Earl in White House, welcome into WNSR.
George, how you doing?
Well, I'm great. It's good to talk to you.
Thank you. I got a question. You know, White House here, we ain't that far from Bowling Green. Of course, the Hilltoppers going to play tomorrow down at Nissan Stadium playing Louisville.
Right.
You think they got any sort of chance at all? I'll hang up and listen.
They've got a puncher's chance, and I think that's about it. By the way, we will carry that game, since you've asked, on WNSR. I believe pregame is something like 2:30. It's a 3 o'clock game. Those poor people will roast. Be about 9. Well, let me just check that for a moment. Let me just play weatherman here. Tomorrow at 3 o'clock, 91 degrees. Oops. It's going to be a little warm.
It's going to be a little hot at the Titans game on Sunday as well.
Oh, absolutely. So let's go to the break at 3:41, and then we'll give you our pro selections as you listen to the George Plaster Show from the Goggin Cold Hall Studios on WNSR, Nashville Sports Radio.
In Nashville, there is a car dealer that values the importance of creating a partnership with their clients. At Picasso Auto, they look at you not just as a customer, they see you as a friend. Upgrade your ride now by discovering the wide range of makes and models at Picasso Auto. Each of their cars is hand-selected at auction by the ownership group using years of experience to carefully choose only the best for you. Then the Picasso Auto team meticulously repairs each vehicle like creating a piece of art. After an extensive inspection process, Picasso Corso Auto is then able to sell their vehicle at a lower cost and, in most cases, 10 to 20% under the suggested retail price. Warranties, you ask?
They got them.
Credit issues?
No problem.
Come in, have a cup of coffee, and discuss what you're looking for in your next ride at Picasso Auto. 3319 Nolensville Pike, just south of Thompson Lane. Online at PicassoAuto.com. Give them a call at 615-933-1111. Picasso Auto, the art of autos.
When it's time for new flooring in hardwood, the choices can be mind-numbing. Who do I call? Who can I trust? Locally, Braza Flooring is a leading expert in floor installation and services and makes the process easy. Braza Flooring offers a wide selection of flooring options and hardwood supplies and will work with you to help you decide which selection works best for you. Once you make a decision, they'll handle the rest. Nobody does hardwood floor installation better than Braza Flooring, and they do it fast without sacrificing quality. Braza Flooring provides the best service at an affordable price. Their passion for flooring and extensive experience means no job is too big, too small, or too difficult. Call 678-826-7798. That's 678-826-7798. Or go online at BrazaFlooring.com and follow them on Instagram. Braza Flooring, where they strive to please and guarantee complete satisfaction.
Thursday, October 17th, your friends at Pickers Vodka invite you to the third annual Hardest Harvest Celebration and Whiskey Release at Pennington Distilling Company in the Nations. This free event runs 5 to 9 and will feature live music from Rebirth Brass Band, Roots of a Rebellion, and Lady Couch. There will also be games, a kids area, food from Urban Grub, the Grilled Cheesery, and Smoke It All, and of course, your favorite Pennington Distilling Company beverages. To learn more, follow Pickers Vodka on social media.
By now, most of you have figured out James Warren and I went to BGA, class of 1977. He's the owner of Sir Speedy and Barry Hill, and he joins us by phone. James, let's talk a little printing services.
Well, I've been in business for a long time, and I've known that there's all kinds of challenges that everybody has every day. And I will say, now, printing doesn't have to be one of them. You can rely on the pros at Sir Speedy Barry Hill to provide you with print solutions to achieve your goals, whether you need posters, banners, brochures, catalogs, personalized mailers, copying, you name it. We're here to make you look good. So move printing off your plate and onto ours.
Give me the particulars.
You can reach us at 615-832-9511. You can visit us online at SirSpeedyMusicCity.com or email us at print@SirSpeedyMusic.com. We've got you.
In the heart of downtown Nashville, the Southern Steak and Oyster is a unique and animated eatery that offers an authentically Southern adventure with a twist. Whether it be breakfast, lunch, dinner, weekend brunch, the Southern Steak and Oyster has a variety of dining experiences. Visit thesouthernnashville.com to peruse menus, make reservations, purchase unique products, or book business and private parties. Located at 153rd Avenue South, the Southern Steak and Oyster offers free valet or validated self-park. Give the Southern Steak and Oyster a call at 615-724-1762 or visit thesouthernnashville.com.
Your exclusive Nashville Sports Radio WNSR SkyCan forecast. For this afternoon, sunny and hot with a high 98. Tonight, partly cloudy with a low 72. For Saturday, mostly sunny with a high 91. And for Sunday, more sunshine with an average high of 92 degrees. Utilizing the resources of the Weatherbug Network on Nashville Sports Radio, I'm WNSR's Shannon Holly.
Sports Radio WNSR.
.346, and Chris, I know the world breathlessly awaits gifts to the people, pro football style. Yes, thank you so much. So here goes. I've picked out five pro games, and couple of them I feel really strong about, and I'll tell you which ones those are in a minute. I am taking, or I'm using the word authorize, that you take Cincinnati plus one in their home game on Sunday against San Fran. Cincinnati lost at Seattle 21-20, but I thought the performance that Zach Taylor's team put on, you know, you would have gotten a lot more attention for it had it been in a victory. But you go to Seattle and lose by one to a pretty darn good Seahawks team, that tells me that this guy, Zach Taylor, was an assistant, honk if you've heard this before, under Sean McVay with the Rams. And he's a young guy, play caller, and I was impressed with what I saw in Cincinnati, and I think they will continue it Sunday when they play the 49ers at Paul Brown Stadium. I'm authorizing Green Bay -2.5 at home against Minnesota. It's the classic, really good offense most of the time with Green Bay against really good defense most of the time with Minnesota. There are two factors that have led me to believe Green Bay will win. Number one, Green Bay's defense is way better than it has been. And number two, in big games, Kirk Cousins never seems to deliver. And so the combination has led me to give you Green Bay. Big game out west at the Coliseum. The Rams -2 against New Orleans. I'm taking the Rams. Why am I taking them? Number one, they've had an extra day and a half to prepare compared to the Saints. Number two, I think the Rams are damn sick and tired of hearing about how they screwed over the Saints because of a call that they really couldn't have done anything about. It's not like they tried to screw the Saints. The officials did that. I think the Rams are tired of hearing it. I'm not saying they're going to take them behind the woodshed, but I think they're going to win the game by a touchdown or more and sort of say to the Saints, we're your daddy. Fourth game, Chicago on the road -2.5 at Denver. I don't think Denver's very good. I think they showed us some of that Monday night in a pretty lackluster performance against the Raiders. The Raiders beat the crap out of them. And Joe Flacco, not through really any fault of his own, got sacked a bunch. So now all of a sudden you've got a Raider front four that nobody compares to the Bears front four, because the Bears have the real cat daddy, Khalil Mack. Do I think they're going to be able to block Khalil Mack? Take the Bears -2.5 at Denver. And finally, the Sunday night game. Philly goes on the road to play Atlanta. Philly sleptwalked through the first half of their game against Washington, and in fact, they were down 17-7 at the half. But with Carson Wentz leading the charge, they came back and outscored the Redskins in the second half. I want to make sure I've got the math right. 25-10. Now, what does that have to do with anything? Probably not much, except for one thing. Philly's just simply better than Atlanta. I think Atlanta's got some big problems. They got smoked in Minnesota. I don't think their defense is very good. And I'm not sure that Matt Ryan has as many weapons as he used to have. Yes, he has Julio Jones, and Julio Jones is as good as it gets. But is the rest of the crew in Atlanta as good as it was when they went to the Super Bowl? I don't think so. I'm just saying simply take Philly. They're the better team, -2 in Hotlanta. So, in review, Cincinnati +1 at home against San Fran, Green Bay -2.5 at Minnesota. Let me take that back. Green Bay -2.5 at home against Minnesota. Rams at home -2 against New Orleans. Chicago -2.5 at Denver. And Philly -2 on the road against Atlanta. Those are my pro picks, gift to the people style. We will wrap up the show, hour number two, all of that next from the Goggin Coal Hall Studios. You're listening to WNSR Nashville Sports Radio.
I want you to listen really close to a message from the folks at ShieldLawGroup.com and my friend Bill Kalutis. Your credit reports are your financial report card. A good credit report is necessary to get a mortgage, car loan, and credit cards. Even getting rental housing insurance or a job is dependent on your credit report. Here's what blows me away. 40 million consumers have an error on their credit report, and 2 million of those are so serious they're likely being overcharged for mortgages, credit card debts, auto loans, insurance policies, and other financial obligations. If you want to know more about your credit report, I want you to contact Bill Kalutis at ShieldLawGroup.com or call Bill at 615-742-8020. ShieldLawGroup.com and my friend Bill Kalutis.
Access granted. Welcome to Flash. Ignition activated. Implementing instant play sensor system. Prepare to engage in fun at warp speed in T-minus 3, 2, 1. Flash forward to the fun with new Flash instant games. Loaded with cash prizes, play today and you could win up to $1,000 in a flash. The new cash-packed Flash instant games. Only from the Tennessee Lottery. Game-changing fun. Please play responsibly.
Here's your chance to play three times a day and once on Sundays with the Tennessee Lottery. With Cash 3 and Cash 4, your favorite numbers could win you anywhere from $500 on Cash 3 up to $5,000 on Cash 4. So plan to play your favorite numbers. It's as easy as 1, 2, 3, 4. And save time using the convenient mobile play slip on your Tennessee Lottery app. Build and save your play slip to use again and again at your favorite lottery retailer. Only from the Tennessee Lottery. Game-changing fun. Please play responsibly.
In Nashville, there's a group who have gotten together to right the wrongs so many buy here, pay here car dealerships have made. Discover Picasso Auto, where they work with both rebuilt title and clean title cars. It's their way to pass the savings on to you. Most of their cars have been bought from auctions where Picasso Auto selects only the best. Then they make sure to meticulously repair each vehicle, like creating a piece of art. After the car is rebuilt, they must pass their inspection as well as the state's inspection. Then Picasso Auto is able to sell them at a lower cost and in most cases 10 to 20% under the MSRP. Picasso Auto makes available paperwork, pictures, and receipts for all of their cars, especially the rebuilt ones. Warranties, you ask? They got them. See them at 3319 Nolensville Pike, just south of Thompson Lane, or online at PicassoAuto.com. Give them a call at 615-933-1111. That's 615-933-1111. Picasso Auto, the art of autos.
Innsworth is a kindergarten through 12th grade, co-educational independent school located on two campuses in Nashville, Tennessee. The school incorporates a nurturing community with a challenging program to create a unique, joyful environment where students can develop the intellectual agility, self-confidence, and discipline they need to excel. Visit our website at innsworth.com to learn more.
Congratulations to Tim Corbin and the 2019 Vanderbilt Commodores.
Vanderbilt, for the second time in school history, wins the national championship. And I believe you have just seen the greatest team in Vanderbilt baseball history.
The Vanderbilt Commodores.
We're glad we can celebrate among all of you, the Vanderbilt fans, the Vanderbilt community, Nashville.
Congratulations from your home for Vanderbilt baseball.
I think everybody loves having you guys being our flagship station. It means a lot to us.
Nashville Sports Radio.
.355 and a final quick segment for you. There's one game going on. I guess it's at Wrigley, and the Cubs lead the Pirates 5-4. There are a couple of really interesting stories. Pirates are not having a very good year. Most people know that. But a former Vanderbilt Commodore, Brian Reynolds, has had an amazing year. And I believe I'm right, fourth in the National League in batting at .325.
That's correct. And he's led the league for most of the year, but he didn't qualify with enough at-bats.
He's got 455 now.
Yes.
Good for him.
But Anthony Rendon, the fine player for the Nationals, is leading the league at 335.
And a free agent at the end of the year. Yeah. Here's the other one. Kevin Stallings' kid, Jacob Stallings, for the first time in his major league career, has gotten an extended stay, like about 4 months in a row now. I don't have the exact date in front of me. He hit his sixth homer last night for them.
And he's batting around 270, I think.
Yep, 268. How about that? And let me tell you.
Good for him.
There is nobody more fired up about Jacob Stallings than Kevin Stallings, who watches what's going on in Pittsburgh with his son like a hawk. He really gets into it.
And they have a lot of similarities. I don't know why, but they do. They're features.
Jacob and Kevin?
Yes.
Neither one of them's got a lot of hair.
Yes.
If Kevin's listening, he'll get me for that. Anyway, you know, it's first of all, it's got to be really hard when you play on a team that's been out of the pennant race for a long time. It sort of gets down to who's getting it done individually. And Brian Reynolds, who played at Vandy, man, fourth in the league in batting, and didn't even start the season as a guy they penciled in as a starter.
No, he was originally drafted by the Giants and was in that trade with McCutchen. But he's really played good. Another player for the Pirates that a lot of people don't know about, Josh Bell. I think he has over 40 home runs, having a great year.
Probably the most unknown superstar. 37 homers, 116 RBIs, and where's the batting average? Show it to me. Batting average, 277. Pretty good. But I used to think Nolan Arenado was the best superstar that nobody knew anything about. Now I would say it's Josh Bell. So, man, I've enjoyed working with you.
Me too, George. It's kind of an emotional final minute here.
How emotional? Not very?
It is kind of touching, yes.
Okay. Well, I just want you to know that we wish you the very best future endeavors in Portland, Tennessee.
Appreciate it.
But as they say in showbiz, the show must go on. So we'll be back here Monday even without you. Chris, thank you. And thank you all for listening. We'll do it again Monday on WNSR. Johnny Ballpark Franks is in the on-deck circle.